Welcome to another episode of Twin with Chad, season 9, episode 2, where Chad tells us he finally bought a new phone.
Hell yeah. No, yeah, my last phone was an iPhone SE 2, which was now 7 years old, and the battery started like dying. Like, I would unplug it.
I have a new phone too.
Mine, look at this bad boy, dude. It's so big, man. It's like, now I know I have having a big giant dick for feel like. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we'll give you that. I'm not going to get into my dick size, but if you want to, that's fine. Your show.
I'm like, Pika Pikachu. What was it? No, I was like, I've always been like a basic phone guy. Like, it has like email, text, and stuff on my past phones. Like, I had an iPhone i6 for like the longest time. And then I went to the iPhone SE 2. I had that for almost 7 years. Even my previous phone for that was, I had it for 7 years. So if it's like, if it ain't broke, why fix it and buy a new one? But there weren't like very tech heavy things, but I came into money where I was paying my mom's bills before she got Medicare and stuff. So they reimbursed me. So the $1,000 I got, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get a new phone. It's going to be my Christmas gift. So Christmas came early, kind of Christmas birthday came early for this year. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to buy a good phone where I can basically shoot stuff.
Knowing when your birthday is, yes, you're a little early.
Yeah. My birthday is December 30th. So it is a little early, but it is what it is, basically. But yeah, it's the iPhone 17 Pro Max. I have 256 gigabytes on it, so the space on it's really good. The camera has a ProRes camera, so I could do ProRes file. And I was sitting there, I was like, okay, you know what? Like, Chad finally came to the 2026, and I'm thinking like, okay, you know what? I'm like, I got that. Got my case and everything. I got to figure out how to put a screen protector on. That's the only thing, but I'm not like stressing too much about it. But I think I'm going to buy my next little buy where I find on Amazon. I could buy a little camera rig for my iPhone for like 50, 60 bucks. Like an actual legit one. Same company that makes the rigs, but on their website and other sites, it's like $300. But on Amazon, I could buy it for like 50, 60 bucks. And then I could buy some lenses and then maybe a tripod just to have it there. But I already have sound equipment. I'm going to try to get a wireless microphone kind of thing where it's set up for that. And that's even like a couple $100. That's cheap too. So I'm just like, slowly but surely, I'm like, okay, you know, try and do that. And I was just like, so I get to shoot things if I want, do some one-man crew kind of ideas where I'm just like, you know, what could be like one-man crew? So I was like, well, I really can't be a one-man crew when I do my sketch comedies and short films and stuff.
Well,
like,
I that's would kind think of, not.
Yeah, so like that part kind of sucks. But then I'm getting like, well, okay, it's going to let me look around, kind of try different things. And I was like writing, like, what haven't I done? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to do some documentary stuff kind of things, like behind the scenes. Like, why not? Like, I really like, that's what I really want to do. But yeah, it's like, that's my goal. So I'm kind of stoked about that, where I'm just like, okay, you don't have a working phone. The battery holds on. I don't charge it all the way, which is really, really nice. And it's like lasts like 32 plus hours. Like, I don't even have to. That exactly. I was sitting there, like, when I bought it, I charged it up to 100. And then didn't charge it till like 2 days later, like almost 48 hours. Like, I'm like, damn, okay, cool. But I just want to play around with the camera and kind of get things. Like, I did like a little test with the dogs, the Frenchies here. And that wasn't even the ProRes. And I was playing around with it and it looked good. And I sent it to my uncle. My uncle's like, dang, what a good camera would do. And I'm like, yeah, it kind of did the thing. You could zoom on it, play with the different lenses, and the zoom looks nice. It kind of flows. So I was sitting there like getting a creative boner where I was like, oh yeah, okay, I could do some really cool stuff here. So I was just like, so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to think of different ways to do stuff artistically, like I said, because this year, like I said, I know I'm not making a feature. Even making sketch comedy, short form content.
Have you written any of this stuff, Chad?
I actually have a bunch of stuff. Okay. That's the thing. I have a bunch of material for writing. Like, I always try to write every day. And that's the thing, too, where I was just, like, talking to, like, a therapist and stuff. And they're like, oh, you don't have anxiety. Well, I do have anxiety. But it's not a midlife crisis. You're not having an existential crisis. You're suffering with this thing called millennial burnout. And she's like, your career is, like, not where you want to be and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, it's an actual thing where I'm just like, I looked at the symptoms and I was like, oh, okay. It's like, I really am burnt out because I'm dealing with everyone else's bullshit. And she's just like, she's like, you're doing that. And then your health issues. She's like, that was a big thing too, is because not even that, where I'm dealing with a bad back, which it's going on 8 months now off duty. It's not getting any better and it's not getting any worse. And it's like, the company's probably going to disable me, which is not good because that's going to limit my job ability, getting jobs. So I'm like, I need to figure out get my career back on track so I could focus on that. Because even like the workers' comp doctor is like, have you figured out finding a new job? I'm like, okay.
No, I
haven't. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I think they're going to probably permanent disable you because I start pain management in a week. So based on that, so I'm like, okay, whatever pain, because like basically I have nerve damage. So yeah, but it's not bad enough where they don't want to do surgery. And I'm not ever going to do surgery on nerve damage anyways, because then it would probably fuck it up even more. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. Because as disc bulges, they suck, but they're not going to pay for the surgery for that either. They're like just disc bulges. It's like,
continue.
Okay. No, it's all good. I'm just like, how are you going to edit this bad boy?
I'm not editing it. That's Andrew's job.
But no, it's just so like that. We're like, well, so there's a lot of issues with that. And then
people have to understand, I do have a life besides 20 minutes with Chad. So I have to work things in. And every once in a while, I do have to pause.
You see, that's the thing. I'm your bread and butter. I bring the money. You're like, really? Sure.
Really? Did I see checks?
Right. I don't see checks either.
Check my mailbox. I'll be right back. What are you drinking today, by the way?
I'm actually drinking kombucha.
Ugh, disgusting.
It's like, you see, because I'm in LA, I got addicted to them. Like, it's really good. Like, because it's bougie. It's like, oh, I'm LA, healthy. It helped my stomach because, like I said, I went to ER a couple of weeks ago and I was actually hospitalized for a few days. So I'm like, I have to eat healthier stuff.
Oh, I remember.
Because it's so like,
no more burritos.
Oh, no, fuck that. No. I had a burrito the other day. I was like, but I got a veggie burrito. But I could eat stuff in moderation. It's just like, I was on that liquid diet for like 3 days, which was boo-boo, and they still didn't even know what was wrong with me, except, oh, your diabetes is hella high and there's something wrong with your stomach. Like, I've gone through, like, that's the thing, it's all continuous of whatever I have at the end of December. Like,
but
I've
they
gone
don't
to
know what it is, though.
They don't know what it is. Blood tests, even in the ER, they're like, dude, like, your blood is good. They did a CT scan on my stomach and my everything. And they're like, the only thing we say, but it had nothing to do with your chest, because I had chest pain. I went thinking, I was like, oh, I have a heart attack. So they think it might be a stomach thing. So I have to go see a gastrointestinal specialist, because they're going to try to do an endoscopy and try to see, like, okay, they're going to do that. Probably a colonoscopy, because they did find I have diverticulitis. So I'm like, okay. I'm like that. But they said, that's not going to mess with you. You had your lymph nodes and your stomach, not your stomach, my intestines, all protruding. So they're like, that's not good. That means there was a bad infection in your stomach and your intestines. So that could be what it is too. And there was another thing. It was verticalitis, the lymph nodes. There was one more thing. I can't even think what it is. But it was like three things that they found. So I was just like, it didn't do anything. They checked my heart stuff. They're like, nothing with your heart. Like, they're all sitting there like, they don't get that. They find it weird that my lymph nodes and my glands are swelling still. Like, like that because I have like a tongue issue and a throat issue and my lip issue. But when I started doing the insulin, it kind of helped my lip. So I don't know what that is. It's like, I don't know. Almost like I still have been like dealing with that where I still haven't got my insulin from after the hospital because they sent me to the a-hole doctor that wasn't doing shit anyways. And then
Didn't they schedule me.
His last day was the day they scheduled. And he's like, hey, it's my last day. I'm not going to give you insulin because there's no one here to work with you with that because you just can't get, if you have high dose of insulin, you could die. So he's like, I'm not going to have that on my conscience. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I was just like, okay, that part kind of sucks too. So I was like, so dealing with that, dealing with the hurt back, then okay, what am I going to do for a job? Because that I have to do like settlement court stuff and all that fun jazz, which I can't talk about, but yeah, so got to do all that. I could talk to off air about that.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to, because I don't think I know about this.
Yeah, that's a whole different can of worms. Yeah, because like I had to sign like paperwork saying I'm not going to talk about it till after it's done and NDAs and all that fun shit.
I don't sign those things.
Well, I have to because then you lose settlements and because they're probably just going to settle out and just give me money and tell me kick rocks, kid. But it was like, it is what it is. It's just like, so it's a whole process. But yeah, it's like that. So I have a lot of stress and all that stuff going on. And my mom, like she's losing it. Like she's going. So they're worried that it might be dementia. So we don't know. It's just like, so there's a bunch of stuff going on where I'm just like, cause I get like random calls like, hi, your mom's doing this and she won't stop. She's saying there's someone on the other side of the wall spying on her with a computer screen. I'm just like, fucking A, bro. I'm like, interesting. It's funny, but not funny. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay. So they must have some killer ass iPads there, x-ray vision going through that wall. So yeah, it's like she won't even leave her room and stuff and like talk to anyone. She just stays in her room and stuff. So I was just like, okay. But yeah, so like that. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff where I'm just like, just trying to get everything I need to do. Like, yeah, it's just like, what do I want to do kind of thing where it's just like, I know if I do get a settlement, I'm like, okay, do I want to go back to LA or do I want to go to somewhere like Seattle or Portland where I like the weather and stuff, but those markets are super small too. It's like saying if I move to Sacramento or San Francisco where it's just like, and then I'd still be kind of far away from LA, which is like the business hub. So I'm just like, you know, I might just bite the bullet where everyone's like, LA is turning to Detroit. And I'm like, yeah, but that's a good time to move to LA where everything is kind of like collapsed. So everything's cheap and kind of build up and like, hey, you know, boom, 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 start doing that. That's how everything happens where it's just like, oh, you could build up, you know, the deal with gatekeepers. And because I was like doing a thing where it's just like everything's all tech bros now where if they all leave, it's like, okay, tech bros are gone. Now it'll be back to the creative people and stuff. Because for the tech bros, you had the reality TV bros. And then you had the finance bros before that. And before that, you had the media bros. So it's just like from the 90s on, you could break down which bros were doing it. Because like the media bros at least knew how to do film and TV. And then you start having what was, like I said, the finance bros who were like, oh, I want to do it because I want to impress my side chick kind of thing and my mistress and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay, cool, whatever. But yeah, so there's a lot of things where I'm doing. And that's what I said, like with the last episode where I was like directing plays, maybe try to get back on doing stand up for some reason. That right there, I just watched that Kevin Hart's new show, Funny as AF. Because I had some buddies that I came up through the Sacramento comedy scene on it. And I just sit there and watch it. I'm like, man, these guys have been doing grinding for years. And I'm like, I go on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. And I'm like, okay. So it's like, I'm not like a joke comedian. And someone put the best thing is just like, Chad, you're more of a comedic performance artist. That's still a comedian, but you do stuff where it's through story and abstract. And I was like, okay, you know. So I'm trying to figure a way to do that where I'm just like, okay. Like, so I got to do something like one man show kind of thing because I don't like traveling. I know that sounds really, I don't like traveling. I don't even like vacations and holidays, dude, where I just like, I don't do that. I I have OCD where it's just like, I just don't like it. And I'm like, okay, the first day I'm all neurotic and I'm okay for the third day. And after that, you're like, the fourth day, you're prepared to leave. So it's like, wow, I'm stressing out. First day, the second day, the third day, I'm great. And they're like, oh yeah, but the fourth day, you got to leave. You're like,
I have the
fuck
same
me,
problem.
dude. I hate it.
Problem.
So it's like, you don't even, it's like sitting here like, wow, okay. So I had only one good day and rest, I'm stressed and anxious and hypochondriac and germaphobe and all that fun stuff. Where it's just like, dang, man. It's like, I just don't like that. And a lot of people like, oh, sit there like, oh, do camping. And I'm like, I don't like the outdoors. I don't like the dirt. I don't like bugs. I don't. I'm like, no, I don't. I want to.
Wow, me and Chad can't hang out. I
like
it.
I'm just like, I just can't.
I
I'm
can't
like,
say I like
because,
camp. I like
you know, it's just like even fishing and stuff. Like my dad,
I hate fishing.
My dad dragged me out of all that. I did hunting. I did that. I went to like hunting school so I can get my hunting license. So I go duck hunting and all these different things. And I'm just like sitting there now. I'm like, I've always been like, it was funny because everyone's like, I'm not a nerd or a geek. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm not. I've always been a sports person, always trying to do all this stuff. Where it's like, I have friends who are in the film business that are all like, oh my God, son. And I'm like, it's like, duh. And like, oh, because like watching sports, like I've been watching hockey the last, like when the playoffs started. I've been watching.
Why are you watching hockey? You're not Canadian.
Well, I'm not to that. I just, it gives me something like when I watch sports, just to relax. Like I was
baseball,
watching basketball.
That's your sport.
See, baseball is my sports, but I canceled all the subscriptions that have baseball. So I'm like, because I'm trying to cut back because on a fixed income. And then if I get off of workers' comp, I have to do state disability insurance. And if that happens, that's $900 a month.
I have no idea
It's
about that.
bad. It's bad because on my worker stuff, I'm making $1,600. So I'm like, that's
so
based
that's a
on
big difference.
A big difference. And when I was working, I was making $2,200. That's after tax, $2,200 a month. That's when I was working. So I was
That's
like,
good.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm not going back to that. I know for a fact I'm not going back to that. And then what I'm on right now, I'm on $1,600. Even that's a struggle. So I'm like, then $900 till I get my settlement and a new job. So I'm like, that's if I could get one. So that's what I'm seeing where I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, I think you can get one.
It's really hard to find one here. Like
maybe
it,
that pizza place will rehire you in LA.
I've tried there, but they're also like, I'm telling you, it's really hard to find a job right now, especially in California. So many companies are like, all the like tech companies are like laying people off. Warehouse workers are getting laid off because they're trying to bring robots into it. Not AI, but robots, like machines to do like the conveyor belts and stuff. Like people are losing jobs because of that. Like closing down, companies leaving California because it's just too expensive to do like own businesses. It's like, it's bad. Like that's why even like the government, like the governor's race right now, where I'm actually going to vote for a Republican this time around. And I'm just like, but a good one. And everyone's like, oh, why are you voting for a Republican? Like this person has the most common sense. So I'm just like, cause everyone's like, oh, homeless, affordability, the houses are really hard to, like, no, you, it's like he, California has a bad homeless problem. And that's drug and alcohol addiction and mental health issues. And that's what I like about this one Republican. He's like, you guys keep saying affordability, it's hard, no one could buy a house. No, homeless people, 90% of the homeless people are all drug and alcohol addicts. And then they have mental health issues. What we should be doing is opening clinics and stuff to help them so they get better with that. Then we can move them in something. And I was just like, that's common sense, because the Democrats are like, no, no, it's not that. It's affordability. We need affordability. And I was like, uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Okay, cool. Now, I try not to get political anymore because so many people are like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm just like, ugh.
I couldn't care less, Chad.
Yeah, no, I was just going to sit there and I laugh because I treat like people's like, because I think it's because I'm getting older. I just don't give a fuck anymore. We're just like, it just, I don't. They're like, my opinion, like your opinion's subjective and I'm not interested in it. So I'm going to go and jerk off now. Bye. Kind of thing.
I hope the subtitles don't pop up.
Oh God. Closed captioning. It's like, I'm trying to watch lesbian porn. And then they're breaking into like, ooh, I need to not see the spelling of it. I'm like, oh, and then if it's really bad, they mess up and they spell scissoring wrong or something. And I'd be like, God damn it. The writing.
Goodbye, Chad. You're done.
It chattels out.